T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'd like to welcome Kim Gray, the Richmond City Councilwoman, who's been with us a couple of times on the air, to join us. She has also announced that she is running for mayor of Richmond. And Councilwoman Gray, good morning. I just want to check with everybody. Your family is safe. You're okay. Nobody's sick. Are you all right?
Everyone's doing well on this end. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah. Well, what do you think? How has the mayor done with all of this, especially that decision last week to keep Richmond City closed while the counties started to reopen?
I think the primary concern is the lack of timely communication. Many businesses went out and made purchases, a lot of them unfurloughed workers, and with the expectation that they would be able to reopen. And it was less than 12 hours notice than that they got last Thursday saying, sorry, you're not going to be able to reopen in the city limits.
Yeah, I heard from a lot of people who said it cost them big money, the last money they had in some cases, to buy food and to, you know, pay salaries to reconfigure everything and try to open up. What do you think was missing there? How did that go so wrong?
I think that there's a lack of communication, setting guidelines on what is the criteria we're using and where's the data, when are the data points available, how can we understand the decisions that are being made. And no one could really articulate that to me from the administration. Mm-hmm. So I think if you knew what the information, you know, if you had the expectation that maybe we won't open, mm-hmm. you, as a business owner, maybe I wouldn't have taken the risk of bringing all my employees back mm-hmm. and spending money on purchases that I, you know, with very limited resources. Mm-hmm. So I think it's more about articulating what the data points are, where that information is, how these decisions are being made, so that business people can make the best decisions with the information available. And I think that is the main failure on the part of the mayor and the city administration.
Well, let's give him the benefit of a doubt and assume that the governor's office didn't provide the data to him until late afternoon. Like he told me when we spoke last Friday, if you were mayor and you were presented with the same data that he says he's looked at, would you have made the same decision, or would there be some variable in the way you would go about handling the reopening of the city?
I think that several things are concerning. One is the lack of communication with our regional localities and partners. Hmm. So it's, you know, immediately after LeVar put out the announcement that he was planning to not open the city limits, you saw Chesterfield, Hanover, and Henrico put out a memo that said, we don't want any part of this. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's concerning, because essentially you're saying, go to the counties to do your business. If you need a haircut and you've been waiting this length of time, if you need a meal, I mean, the counties were up and running. So, we're limited in our ability to flatten a curve within city limits, because people aren't restricted to only go into establishments within the locality in which they live.
Yeah.
So I think making decisions from a regional level, perhaps being slightly more restrictive with the rules. I'm reading the rules that came out of the governor's business task force, and they're pretty restrictive. I mean, down to hand washing for 20 seconds in a barbershop or hair salon, only one appointment per service provider at a time, spacing stations 6 feet apart. The providers have to wear a mask the entire time they're providing those services. I mean, these businesses and several Richmond businesses sat down with the governor and established these very, very restrictive rules. And their expectation was that they'd be able to open and be up and running. And I think that's the concern. You don't give people one communication and then switch up on them with less than 24 hours notice.
So you would have gone ahead and gone with the counties and opened, do you think?
If I had data, I don't think the data points are changing so quickly that if I thought that there was a risk, and I don't know what, I still haven't seen the full on analysis as to why these decisions were made. So given that I don't have all of the same information, I don't know what decision I would have made, but I would have made it sooner than a 12-hour window before businesses had already gone out and brought their employees back.
I asked Justin Griffin about the budgeting issue. I mean, I think everybody can understand concern about the health issues, but we're about to have a very unhealthy economy, and the city is going to have an unhealthy economy. I got to believe the tax revenue is going to be tremendously down, and Richmond was already in a bind money-wise. Some people are worried that you all are going to pass big tax increases before the year is out to try to make up for that. What's your reaction to that worry?
I think there are two sides to every budget equation. I think that with this administration and this mayor, we have seen only one side of the equation. During the best of times when we saw lots of growth, it would concern me that may be an action put forward by LaBarstone to increase taxes. I've never supported those increased taxes. I think that there is room to make some cuts and changes, but the sooner we do that, the better off we are. And that's why I did not vote for the budget that was put forward.
You know where the cuts would come?
Well, I think in any government budget, you can estimate about 80% of all of your expenses are employees and benefits. So keeping people on the payroll who aren't actually working is very costly. And in some instances, I mean, we see it in the restaurant industry with the federal supports for unemployment. Folks are making more unemployed than they were when they were employed. But keeping folks on our local payrolls who aren't actually working is problematic. I know that we're trying to keep the economy afloat and people are out here struggling, but there are just from a pure business sense, it doesn't always make good math when you're paying people to not come to work.
So you'd lay them off?
I would maybe reduce hours, look at furloughs like other localities have done, and make the adjustments. It's not an easy thing to do. We haven't had any conversations around that. I just know that there have not been any real efforts on the part of the mayor to reduce the current budget. I think that there are areas of waste and many departments that would be my first step is to reduce spending in those areas. I mean, at the very last step would be to furlough and lay off folks. But I think that I would rather reduce hours and do it early to save jobs than to have to have massive impacts on people and their livelihoods later in the game.
That's an issue you guys, whatever role you're in going forward, that everybody's going to have to face up to, I think, because it seems like it's almost an impossibility that things continue as they are at the moment. Kim Gray is a member of the Richmond City Council. She's announced she's running for mayor. She'll be challenging the incumbent mayor, LeVar Stoney, and Justin Griffin. And I really appreciate you coming on and talking to us this morning, Councilwoman Gray. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.